We're doing this podcast after Manchester United recently beat Liverpool. I am always one that speaks out when we lose, and I'm always one that speaks out when we win. Would you agree, Shane?
I would. But at the end of the day, football fans have short memories.
Yeah.
And all they can work off is the last result.
Bringing in a new segment this week. Two goals, one cup. Since the last time we did a podcast, Liverpool City played each other. Arsenal went top on goal difference. Champions League's been happening.
Everyone's kind of waiting for Arsenal's wheels to fall off like they did last year.
I just feel like the Champions League lost its spark. I think City are going to do the treble again. Remember I said that, Rez, I want it to be like Stick to Football podcast where the cameras are like secretly rolling and you're just getting me and Shane chat dribble. This is what I said to you, Rez. The production needs to be better.
Full time now, Rez. There's no excuses.
Oh, you're definitely not wrong. You're not wrong, you know. Leisure full time.
Took me 9 years to get full time leisure, and you've done it in 6 weeks.
Keep this in the podcast as well, Rez. Brandon, if you're listening, those budgie smugglers are a no-go. Anyway, let's go, Rez. You ready? Guys, what's going on? Welcome back to the Jonah Football Podcast. It's been a minute, but we are still consistent. We've got a bit of an audience today. We've got Yorksy in the house, finally doing a bit of productive work. We've got Leisure in the background. We've got Julia doing some editing. And
first day for Julia?
Yeah, first day. Should we give Julia a clap? I don't know where she can hear us, but give Julia a clap.
She's going to be coming on soon.
And guys, you can't see, but if you were to see Rez's drip today, honestly, I can't work out if he's going on the beach or for a job interview.
He's got the new Adidas trampoline shoes there. It looks like he's going to go to the moon.
Like, what engine's in them shoes there, Rez? Honestly, flying, Rez.
Lovely shirt, though.
How are you, Shane?
I'm good, bro.
We're on the spin, aren't we? With these seats. I'm better, mate.
On the weekend for you.
Yeah, I want to talk about that. That was going to be actually my ugly. Can I get that out of the way now or not?
No.
Rez doesn't want us to. Guys, obviously, we've got... Stick around on the podcast, by the way, just what's coming up. We've obviously got the good, bad and ugly. We're going to do a Q&A, Shane. And it's actually a live Q&A, so we've just put it on the Instagram. If you don't follow us, this is your chance to interact with us like live. Q&A at Jonah Football Podcast. People are asking questions right now. We're going to answer them at the end. Our normal FPL chat, Shane. Lots gone on there.
Yeah.
Lots gone on there. We're bringing in a new segment this week. Two goals, one cup. Two goals, one cup.
So that one, just to explain that one, that we're going to go pick two goals from in between each podcast that we really like. And one cup, we're going to predict
who's
someone to
win it. Yeah.
A cup from now till the end of the season.
Just general football news. I know a couple of our mates wanted live and direct podcasts because of everything that's going on. You know, obviously Seb, big Jonah follower, he loves it, doesn't he?
He loves it.
Now that he's gone top of fantasy, he's giving it large.
He's not Jay's top, so he's got that right.
Yeah, I know. But listen, I want to get something off my chest. And this has been annoying me for quite a while, if I'm being honest, Shane. We're doing this podcast after Manchester United recently beat Liverpool. Fair enough, you know, let the Manx have their moment.
FA Cup.
Yeah, they've had nothing, in the last, I don't know. We've beat them, 5-0, 7-0, 5-0. Like, let them have their moment, you know. But I said to Tyson...
A bit of salt there.
Yeah, no, there's a bit of salt. But listen, I just want to say something to Tyson. I'm just going to get my LSC WhatsApp group, which is called The Cup Finals Are Back. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. If Corey's listening, Arsenal don't know what a cup final looks like anyway. And there was a nice little... I'll show you, Shane. There was a nice little photo in there.
What's this? Of who's won what?
Yeah, and I think it's just to just pipe the Man United fans down a little bit. Listen, full credit. I thought they deserved to beat us 2-1 up. We were smoking cigars and then Darwin Nunes thought, you know what, I'll try a square pass. Killed
See
us.
Now, yeah.
That killed us. Because, honestly, even Rez, who's a United fan, they were gone.
I only watched the highlights, but I thought the goals you could see, it was soft.
Very poor. But I watched the full game. We were in total control. 2-1, into the next round, smoking cigars. Great result at Old Toilet. And then he goes for a square pass, game on, 2-0, extra time. It's the last thing we need with the amount of games we've played.
Killed you.
But I just, sorry, guys, there's going to get so many nibbles for Man United fans here, but... Yeah, it's just a photo.
Go through it.
Yeah, it's just what Jurgen Klopp's won. You know, two Carabao Cups, Community Shield, FA Cup, Premier League, Champions League. I think that's the FIFA World Cup. And yeah, Man United have just managed to win that with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 different managers.
Jesus.
So I think Jurgen Klopp can have his little dummy spit if he wants.
I know. And what, Ticey got credit, did he?
Well, yeah, Luke Tyson finally got credit on his phone because when we beat him 7-0 last year, I thought he'd gone off the face of the earth. But it's the same situation with you. You were top of fantasy and then people start doing well and they get signal all of a sudden.
Nah, it's...
Do you not think that's annoying?
Hey, it breaks me out.
For anyone that knows me well, yesterday I was very quiet on socials and people were hammering me, right?
Yeah, search
because
party.
I'm normally, there was a search party out for me on socials, right? My man Red's got me Fred Again tickets, which right now Fred Again is hot property.
Wait, just for people not, Rez, how do you get so many tickets to Fred Again?
Rez is bezies with Fred.
He went to the Gold Coast, he went to the underground party, and now he's hooking tickets up.
So I just want to tell you, a lot of people are hammering me on my personal Instagram, being like, where have you been today? But I am always one that speaks out when we lose, and I'm always one that speaks out when we win. Would you agree, Shane?
I would and I wouldn't.
What are you on about now?
I would and I wouldn't.
What are you on about?
You don't. You do. You've been known to go missing as well from a bad Liverpool result.
What are you laughing at, Red?
I'm not going to stand there and agree with you. I'm not going to sit here and agree with you.
No. So yesterday we got beat by the scumbags, right? Man United. But I was in bed till 2 p.m. because Fred Again, long story, had way too much to drink. Took a Voltaren when I got in. And I was almost in hospital, so it rattled me. But Fred Again, it was definitely worth it. But I would have still been on socials, but it just cracks me up, these Man United fans, man.
I know. But I think that's
football in general.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
But, like, I just don't think they've got a leg to stand on when we've beat you 7-0.
No.
Like, that's embarrassing. No.
But at the end of the day, football fans have short memories.
Yeah.
And all you can work off is the last result. That's the thing.
So I'm going to give Tyson his moment. I wouldn't even say Ricky, because does he even support Man United or what?
Mini match.
Do you know what I mean?
Mini match.
He's like in the Selberg bracket. Anyway, we're just talking about our mates here. You're probably like, what are these two on about? But I just, guys, please just, still support your team when they lose. Like Tyson is the perfect example of when United are winning, you'll hear him. When they're losing, he's all of a sudden a Wrexham fan.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? He's a disgrace.
Glory hunter.
Those people.
He's a glory hunter.
He's a good lad, though, isn't he? We love
him. What was Fred Again like, anyway? Tell everyone what was Fred Again
me
like.
Me and Rez, obviously Rez best mates with him. Little bit disappointed, if I'm being honest, Shane.
Really?
Yeah, it was very, very good. Loved it. But I'm 34 years of age. I like that chilled kind of house music, you know? Whereas, like, towards the end of the night, it was very heavy. And that's not what you kind of see with Fred.
Yeah.
With his songs and the stuff that you see online. You agree with that, didn't you, Rez?
He does this, like, what is it? It's like kind of like trap music and stuff. Like, that's just too much.
Yeah.
That's why, you know what? I seen him that he was coming and I have no interest. I like him, but I have no interest going to see him.
He was very good. But I was left disappointed because I know the levels that he's at. Because I've seen stuff on like YouTube of him doing live sets.
Yeah.
It's a joke.
Yeah.
But at the start of the night, it was very, like, right up my alley. That's why I had a few too many.
Got excited.
But at the end of the night, it was...
too heavy, eh?
Like, how can you enjoy that?
You can only two-step for too long. For so long, can't see your legs.
Anyway, I was like that.
Yeah. Substitution.
You know what I mean? If you're watching live on YouTube, now you see me dance moves, you know.
Was it packed?
Yeah, it was. At the start, no, and then it just started, like, building up. But it was great. And big shout-out to Rez for getting me the tickets, because every single one of his shows... was sold out in a hot minute.
Was it?
Yeah, man.
I feel like he's been touring for ages, don't know. Like,
I don't
know. Like he's been here for a couple of weeks.
I don't know.
Someone put a video up. Actually, I seen someone put it up saying they were taking the piss out of it. They're like, Fred Again tour has been going for 2 years in Australia now. Well, he's cleaned up because...
No, he has.
Yeah, yeah.
It was all on Tekkers. He put something
Oh, that's
on
what
it
was. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, we should get Tekkers on it. It'd be funny, actually.
Yeah. Broke his legs or his Achilles or something like that?
If Olan Tekkers is listening to this, me and him are good mates. He should change his name because he's got the worst Tekkers I've ever seen in football.
Olan Stiff.
Yeah. But he is a legend. I reckon we get him on, Shane. What do you reckon? We actually need to start getting guests, don't we?
Yeah, we are.
We're just too busy.
We don't want to be formal, though. I don't like when it's like real, like, too, like, you know, proper.
That's why I like Olan. I think he'd be a good guest, you know.
Yeah, Olan would be a legend on this.
He'll give
I think he does a million podcasts, though, so
he's a bit of a celeb these days.
He needs to get back walking first, I think.
Yeah, but lots been going on in the football world, Shane.
Yeah.
Lots. Obviously, I think since the last time we did a podcast, Liverpool City played each other. Arsenal went top on goal difference. FA Cup's obviously been happening. Champions League's been happening.
Been going, yeah.
We have a chat about that, Shane.
I know, yeah.
We just had a chat off there, off air then. Like, Premier League is tight.
It's crazy, you know.
I know.
It's going. How many games left?
I think there's about, we're getting into single digits now. But I look at it.
Carl, do you think it's going to the last game of the season?
Oh, I do, yeah. I think it will, yeah. And I do think Arsenal will be right the way there as well this year.
Because don't they do last game of the season all at the same time?
Yeah, they have to. They have to.
Oh, do they? Yeah, every trophy?
Yeah, every... Oh, it's always been like that since it started. Every game on the last day of the season has to be played at the same time.
Surely, if it comes down to last game of the season, we have to do something.
But if you look at... This is my thought as a Liverpool fan. I genuinely feel like we had to beat City at Anfield for us to really go, wow, we've got a chance here. A draw is... that's all I can say. There's no words I can describe it.
Yeah.
It's not like
City be the happier of the two, no?
Yeah, I just think, is that good for us? I mean, a loss would have been without the title race, I think. Like, it's that competitive now. But right now, Arsenal are top on goal difference.
Yeah.
What is going on?
But, I'm just on the sideline from the outside looking in. Everyone's kind of waiting for Arsenal's wheels to fall off like they did last year.
I can't see it. I've got to be honest with you.
No.
I can't.
But from listening to other podcasts and obviously listening about and talking about football, they are a lot physically stronger than they were last year.
I agree, mate.
Like you think about their player for player compared to last year's.
Rice, the ad of Declan Rice has been a game changer. And that's why I feel like they might compete right the way to the end this year. Who knows, might win it. I've been looking at it though. Liverpool have the best running and people will hammer me for this. But I was actually like, it's not that bad getting knocked out of the FA Cup.
No, no. Let one less game in it.
Yeah, it's not that bad because, yeah, I'm gutted. I mean, don't want to win the FA Cup. That's not me being around the bush. Still gutted that United beat us, but it's just the only positive from it is just less games, less... Because we look really tired against Man United because we're going for four trophies. You could really see that in extra time. I think that's how United just got rolled us over there. We were very leggy.
A lot of minutes in the legs there.
So I think that's the only positive that I can take away from getting beat there is that we can really... Like, the Premier League is what the Liverpool fans want. We want that more than anything. And we've got the best running.
Do we just have to play anybody?
Yeah, we've got a few tough games.
But he's got Arsenal?
No.
City?
No. But Arsenal and City have got a great run. Like a draw there is a great result for us.
That's where I feel like that's going to be.
Like this is how I look at it. It's actually, we're second, but on goal difference, it's still in our hands, I feel. It is. If it's goal difference, just go out there and beat every team, like 4-5-0 every week. I mean, that's a big...
Who's your toughest fixture? Have we got Tottenham?
I haven't quite checked. It is one or two. I should really get that up. Let me get it up. I'll get the FPL up. But we have... got some tough ones, but not as hard as Arsenal and City. That's why I just don't know. It's just injuries with us, Shane. How are Leeds getting on anyway? Flying.
I leave that to them. That's my good. But we're top of the league. Leeds, you know what? I listened to a stat this morning that Leeds haven't conceded a goal from open play since the middle of December. We've conceded one goal in 2024.
Wow.
One goal.
Sorry, Shane. I've just checked. We've actually got Man United away.
Revenge.
We've got Manchester United away.
Revenge.
But it's a different kettle of fish us in the league there. We won 7-0 there in the past, so it should be all right.
Cup finals there.
Oi, last. Yeah, I think that's it. We've got West Ham away as well. And we've got Tottenham at home. But Anfield's a different. Oh, we've got Villa away. So we have. It can change. This
big
can
games.
Change.
Every game now is massive. Oh. From now in. I don't think
even goals as well, not just
not,
winning.
There's not many easy games in the Premier League.
Be exciting if it goes to the last game and there's three teams going for it. Wow, so Forest, yeah. Nottingham Forest docked 4 points, drop into EPL relegation zone after financial breach.
Tell you what, it's gonna be interesting at the bottom of the
Nottingham
table.
Nottingham Forest has been deducted 4 points for overspending, dropping the team into the Premier League relegation zone with 9 games remaining in the season. The club was found to have breached the league profitability and sustainability regulations, which typically allow clubs to lose a maximum of 204 million Australian over a 3-year period or face sanctions.
So they've lost more than that?
Mate, Jesus. Like going off that, right? All right, I know you don't mean to go into it, but going off that, what is, like, what's City going to get?
If that's one charge and they've been deducted 4 points, like, it doesn't...
make sense, does it?
It doesn't really make sense then to be... If I've always said this, I think, if anything, it's going to be financial deductions, not points with them.
With City?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, because but that's nothing for them.
But the thing is, them big four, them big four, big six clubs, they're on a different...
Do you reckon?
...stratosphere than and Nottingham Forest.
Do you reckon?
That's just the way, 100% it is. 100% it
mate,
is.
Mate, if it comes out, say, for example, City get a 100 million fine, they'll be like, happy days, nothing for us.
No, no, they'll pay that. They'll find that in the middle aisle of the car, under the car seat. What are you thinking at the bottom of the table? Nottingham Forest 21, Burnley 17, Luton 22, Everton's hanging on again, 25, Brentford 26.
Wow, that's tight, isn't it?
I think Sheffield United are gone.
Because Burnley have just...
Wow.
Sheffield United rock bottom, yeah?
Sheffield United? Guess what their goal difference is?
No, I think it's one of the worst I've seen a start.
Minus 50. Sheffield United, their goal difference is minus 50.
Wow.
But I feel like if Leeds can get up there next year, there's still going to be bad teams in that league that we can survive as well. I think Everton are hanging on again, aren't they? Yeah, they got deducted, didn't they?
A lot. They're still fighting a case as
Six
well.
6 points got deducted. Anyway, it's good that top of the bottom of the Premier League is
tight. Yeah, is it's tight. Good. It's good to see, isn't it? And then, I don't know about you, Shane, but I've gone off the Champions League a little bit. Have you?
Well, I'll be honest with people. Like, I watched highlights of the Premier League games for fantasy reasons only. And then I watch Leeds games. That's it. I don't watch...
You're not a massive watcher of football.
No. I'd rather watch golf, to be honest.
Well, I'm a big watcher of football. I don't know where... And maybe I'm being... Just because Liverpool are not in it, but... It's gone stale, geez.
What's
the Champions League? I feel like it has.
It's lost its sparkle. Do you know what? I was actually listening to a podcast and I thought they were right. The point that they made was, since they've eliminated their away goal, games have now become a lot less interesting.
I agree.
Do you know what I mean?
Carragher said the same thing.
Yeah, because one goal used to change the whole complexion again.
Yeah.
Where now it's like...
Doesn't matter.
Do you know what I mean? And like, you going away and the incentive to score an away goal...
It was almost like double.
Where now teams are just going away and just blow block, left behind the ball. If we beat 1-0, we just bring them home.
I agree. You remember, obviously, I go back to the days like the Liverpool-Chelsea and that was amazing.
Yeah.
Even though it was like 0-0, but it was like, you're on edge. Because you're like, no, you can't concede an away goal. I agree that, I know Carragher and Neville talk about that, but I just feel like the Champions League lost its spark. And I'll tell you why. Because City are going to win it again. Like, easy. Easy, geese. Honestly.
You think?
With no doubt in my mind whatsoever, they'll win it again. They're just too good. The quarterfinals, mate, they were smoking cigars. It was like 8-2, wasn't it?
Yeah. But they played against Copenhagen, weren't they?
Yeah, no, but that's what I'm saying. It's lost its spark.
So I got the draw in front of me. So I got Arsenal, Bayern, Real Madrid, City, PSG, Barca, and Atletico, and Dortmund.
I've got to admit, this is where I start watching it a bit
that
more.
Is a serious...
Yeah, yeah.
Bunch of eight teams there, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no ones that are in there.
But again, Shane, I look at that, and none of them are on City's level. The only team that could potentially push them is Real Madrid here. Jude Bellingham, Vinny Jr. Maybe Arsenal, but I just genuinely feel like Arsenal struggled in the last game.
Yeah.
Won on pens. I just don't think they've got the experience.
But bro, that is a hell of a game there. Real Madrid City. In the Bernabeu. Yeah. Proper game of football.
But here's my... Because City blown them away last year.
Yeah.
Real Madrid in the end. But here's my thing, right? If City get past Real Madrid here with ease, imagine the confidence they're going to get from that. That's why I just think this is their only little bump in the road.
Yeah, but this is where City, like, this is their time of the year, isn't it?
I agree. That's why I do think, like, honestly, you can clip this as well. I think City are going to do the treble again.
Do?
FA Cup. They've got Chelsea. They'll breeze past Chelsea. Way too good for them. And then they've got Manchester United or Coventry. Like, who's going to not... Like, Chelsea, maybe.
In the...
FA Cup. And then you look at Champions League. I just can't. Real Madrid are the only ones,
so
really.
So they come through and play the winners at Arsenal and Bayern, yeah?
Is that how it works?
I think it is, yeah. That's what Cosa was saying earlier. So they could potentially have Arsenal in the Champions League semi-final. Two legs.
Oy,
and going for the league.
Boy, imagine that, though. Back-to-back trebles.
put everything to bed. Pep's the man.
Back to back. If like, what's stopping them from doing it again?
So prediction. So for two goals, one cup.
New segment. Love it.
One cup. You're saying Man City for the Champions League?
Are we going Champions League? Yeah.
Yeah. That right. For first week of two goals, one cup.
Yeah.
Champions League winner is going to be Man City.
I'm going Man City. Yeah. What are you saying?
I'm going Arsenal
to win the Champions League.
Yeah.
Cousin in the background there. No way, they haven't got the minerals. They only just about got past Porto.
I'm going Arsenal.
Yeah?
I'm going Arsenal. Anyway.
Man City for me.
We'll come back to that. Yeah, but, Man City is the obvious one.
So two goals, one cup. My goal, it's actually going viral, Shane, on our Instagram account. Follow us at Jonah Football. I'm going to get it up right now for you, Shane. And I put on the top, define technique, and like, it is just, like, look at this, Shane. Like, the way he shifts it, drops his shoulder, shifts it. This fake shot here, even when I first watched it, I thought he was going to shoot. It's a serious goal.
Lovely, that.
No, but do you know how, like, in our coaching, we teach a lot of skills and how you should sell it? Like,
yeah.
Like, I am going to be using that clip 100 times. That is how you sell a skill.
Yeah.
The way he sold that fake shot and hit it.
Plus, like, the changes of speed as well.
Oh.
I'll get my goal up.
Just on Mbappe, Shane, do you think he can reach the heights of Messi and Ronaldo? Or
I feel like he needs to get out. He needs to get out of PSG.
He needs to get out of there ASAP, mate.
And the opposite place he needs to go that is out with the rest of them with the money. Like, you know, obviously, yes. He could write whatever he wants on a piece of paper and get offered it.
That's exactly my thing with Mbappe. Like, for me, he's definitely a generational talent. Like, he's a joke. Like, the way he played in that World Cup final, single-handedly with France, was like, wow. But you need to get out of PSG, geez. Mbappe, if you listen to this.
Where does he go, though?
Just get out of that dead league.
There's probably only, two clubs in the world? Three clubs in
that
the world?
They can pay his salary. That's the issue, isn't it?
That's why it's tricky, isn't it?
City, well, the FFP, just put 116 charges overpaying Mbappe. You know what I mean?
This guy is the saltiest fan I've ever...
Well, lucky there's no... Name me a
Bro,
Man City...
Your Instagram before...
Name me a Man City fan,
your
Shane.
Instagram before games and stuff... is an absolute shambles.
Oi, name me a Man City
get
fan.
Into these flag waving 116 charge.
You like them, Shane?
Yeah, right? I was just like, oh, bro, switch off straight away.
Just name me one Man City fan, Shane.
Name me a Man City fan. No, I agree, but actually, I don't know any Man City fans.
I know one, Maya Markovsky.
She's not a Man City fan, though.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean.
But when we were growing up, Man City fans, Man City wasn't even...
I know.
Man City was like...
Give it 20 years, there'd be loads, geese. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But going back to the Mbappe, if he gets out of PSG and he just needs to get out of PSG and then he can... I'd love to see it. Imagine him in the Premier League, geese.
But that's the test.
Like for me, Shane, Mbappe or Haaland? It's Mbappe all day, Shane.
He's all round, yeah.
Yeah,
he's
that's
all
what
round.
I'm saying.
He's all round.
That's what I'm saying.
Haaland weren't missing against Liverpool, didn't he?
Haaland, Taro Endo's got him in his pocket, lad. I mean, Quanta. Yeah.
Quanta played well, eh?
Haaland's a joke, but he's not Mbappe, mate. I'm sorry. He's not.
No.
The things Mbappe can do compared to Haaland is a different level.
Yeah.
But that's what I mean. I'd love to see Mbappe in the Prem.
Yeah, my goal is going to be Isak. It's going to be on the screen for people watching now. So Isak, yeah, he scored. It was a breakaway. And it was the exact sort of stuff that we coach in our coaching with the finishing that we want all of our players to be able to do is he's kind of chopped inside, similar to Mbappe, and he's used the defender and he's just whipped it around him.
I know which
slotted
one.
Slotted it.
I know which one.
Do you know what I mean? And like, it's one of them where like the direction of his shot is like outside the post, in, around the keeper, giving him
so
no chance.
A question for you as a coach then, Shane. Why do you think we as Jonah Football work on that style of finish like a lot in our coaching?
For me, I always think that's the most it's the most consistent one. It's the easiest technique to finish that you can be the most consistent at. Do you know what I mean? But I think you think about Harry Kane. A lot of Harry Kane's finishes, he's probably the best finisher in the world.
I think he is, yeah.
That's the technique that he uses.
Yeah, I know.
He uses inside of his foot. Yeah, he uses a bit more power sometimes, but still looks to guide everything.
Because we get new players weekly, right? We get a lot of new players that come to us weekly, and then we have our regular players that we've been working with for a long time. Like, last week I coached a couple of new players downstairs in HQ, and they're like 12 yards out, and they're smashing it with their laces, and I'm just like,
I know.
Where are you learning this? And where do you see pros doing that?
They don't.
They don't, do they?
But that's what I always think when I talk to players as well, is like their default setting and what way they've been learned. And this isn't not the fault of parents, because not everyone's going to be coaching them, but they're taught to learn to run down the line, like run at the goal and just shoot straight 100%. On. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like you're trying to slowly get them away from that and get comfortable, like come at a different angle, which you can access where you want to hit on the ball. Do you know what I mean?
I agree.
Because if you just run down and kick it straight in a straight line, very hard to control it.
How much has that changed in football over the years, where now you've got your inverted wingers cutting inside and whipping it?
Yeah.
Salah, Saka from the right side. Messi used to do it from the right side.
But that's if you think about it. If Salah could pick where he picks up the ball, he wants it so he can come inside to use that technique.
100%.
Do you know what I mean? And come in, like, so when... What do you actually think, right? Someone asked me this last week. What do you think about coaching using your weak foot on shooting?
Good question. Because I was thinking about this the other week. Because, yes, obviously you want to work on your weak foot. 100%. Look at Harry Kane. He can strike it with both feet. But I remember saying this coaching point actually last week. If you can't do it with your strong foot, don't go your weak foot. You need to get exceptionally good with your strong foot first, because obviously in a game, that's going to be your first choice, no?
That's what I always think.
It's your first preference.
So I don't know. Again, this is when with coaches that I always think every coach out there is always going to be different.
Different, yeah.
They have different views, different ways of doing stuff. But I've always been like 95% of my finishing that work of players is on their stronger side.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And on their weaker side, they have the ability, but they're not, it's not, it's like, can you like hit the target? Do you know what I mean? With a bit of speed. But yeah, the right side, the stronger side is where I kind of focus on the technique.
Do you know what I mean?
Agree. So that, because if you're running down on goal, you're going to go to your strong side.
All day, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Because I was working with a couple of players on their weak foot finishing last Saturday.
I seen that, yeah.
Because they wanted to work on it. But then I said, oh, let's just do a set on your strong foot. And that wasn't very good as well. So I was like, we need to get this better, because this is your first choice that you want to try. Yeah. Don't get me wrong, you're going to have times in a game where you can't get it onto that foot, so you're going to have to get good at weak foot. Both is obviously the right answer, but let's look at Messi. He's not that good with his right foot, because most of it, he's going to want to try and get it on his left.
Yeah.
And he's going to find creative ways to get it on his left.
But that's the Mbappe goal is exactly like that.
Yep.
He's gone onto his left side, but he's got a back onto his strong side, do you know what I mean?
So then as a defender's point of view then, if you're a defender, like, would you exaggerate blocking that off on his right side? That's where I think Salah's a joke. So you remember those ones he scored against, like, back-to-back, I think it was City and then, like, Wolves away, where he went down the other way.
Yeah.
And hit it with his right. The famous one, City, where it was a joke. Defenders are overcompensating, aren't they? Because, like, we know you want to hit it with your left, so I'm going to really block that.
Just give it to you on your right.
But then he's gone down the right-hand side and slotted it.
Yeah.
That's the high level of attacking play.
Even though, again, watching Salah, he'll cut onto his right, but a lot of his strikes on his right is just he's looking for power. Or he's driving it.
It's not a power.
Do you know what I mean? So it's like, on your weaker side, you've got to be able to hit it with a bit of speed. Mm. But then on your stronger side, you've got to have your technique. You've got to be able to put it there, put it across
the keeper. The only other thing I'm noticing a lot, Shane, as well, is how many goals are scored now where they still shift it inside, hit it, and it goes under the defender's leg and in the near post.
Yeah. See, like the design mannequins that have... They have a leg. Yeah, it's cut out because of that. So I seen that. I can't remember. There was a video. A Premier League club was working on that. They were going across the box and they were shooting through...
little hoops or something.
No, it was a mannequin. Like a normal mannequin. But the mannequin has their legs open. So there's a hole in the bottom of the mannequin.
Wow.
So you dribble and shoot through the legs.
Wow, Rez, you might have to try and find that clip.
Because the natural thing for a defender on a shot is to block.
Block the fire post, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Again,
I am seeing that every single week.
What, actually, I think when I was, it might have been when I was in England, we were doing a finishing drill, and the keeper coach one time said to us, was, if you're in around, like, and the ball breaks, if you can strike the ball at speed towards the keeper's feet, that's the hardest for them to save. Because that's, do you know what I mean? They want to dive, and if you strike it low,
that's it. And the keeper will move that way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's something that we should start.
But that, whoever thought of that mannequin with the cutout is a good joke. Good idea.
Joke. But that's very specific, isn't it? You're only really going to get high clubs that'll buy into that.
Yeah.
You wouldn't get little Johnny who's going down the field probably buying into that.
No, no. But
I know what you mean.
It's an effective finish if you're looking.
I agree. Love that, Shane. FPL, baby.
Go on. Tough week, innit? A tough couple of weeks.
Mate.
It's been a tricky day, no?
Guys.
FPL, shout out. How many points this week?
Wait there, guys, if you're on...
The game's broken, by the way.
Yeah. If you're on Fantasy Premier League, the code is on the screen now. Make sure you're subscribing to our YouTube channel, guys. It's free. It's gradually growing. If you want to see mine and Shane's beautiful faces, that's where you're at. But I understand that some of you guys might be driving. But right now on the screen on YouTube is the code for FPL. You can join in right now and see where you're standing in the Jonah Football League. Shane, yeah, the average last week of points was 12.
So last week on FPL, a lot of people play it. FPL there was only 4 games in the game week, so naturally it was like a free hit. It was ideal for a free hit, but obviously 8 teams to pick from. You got to try and pick your best team with a free hit, and like you probably had maybe 5 players, or maybe 6 to 8 players that actually had returns. Everyone else was 2 point, 1 point. Maybe 1 bonus point. It was tough pickings there.
Wow.
An average of 12. I haven't played it enough, but that's probably unheard of.
No, that's insane. Let's have a look. The week before hurt me. The week before hurt me a lot. I had 33 that week, and the average was 44. And that's for a while. That's the.
What happened?
I captained Saka. Bad decision.
2-pointer.
Yeah. Bad decision. I feel like this, guys, let me know if you can relate to this on FPL, but my bench was fantastic that week. How annoying is it when your bench is... I had like Romero 8, Van Heck 6. Yeah, that is a killer.
I had 22 on my bench this week and got 19. It was heartbreaking. Yeah. All I was wanting was Ollie Watkins not to play, and then he's turned up and stunk the place out. But anyway. But the thing is, we got a week. I think we got a week off, and then we're coming back for the last 8 weeks of the season, and this is where it's gonna get juicy.
Can I just go for it, guys? We obviously have our close mates one, right? To be honest, we got Ed Sheeran in it. He's a disgrace. The board needs to have a chat. He probably needs to get kicked.
Should be in it, yeah. He's living in the Central Coast now as well. So
he needs to get kicked out of it. Your ball knowledge is disgrace.
Got black and white TVs up there.
Yeah, but. From 11th onwards, it is tied. No, so at the top, right, it's Jay Winter on 1768, Rick Woodward 1765, and then Seb on 1756, and then Shane on 1741. Jesus, holy smokes.
But at the moment, I'm still 5,250 in Australia. And I have, like I said before,
stumped the place
the
out
wheels
last year.
Have came right off. But do you know what? I got hammered for it, but I never said anything when I was winning either. And I'm not saying, do you know what I mean? I don't get it.
No,
but anyway.
Now the lads have got credit.
I've got a plan.
Oh, he's got a plan, ladies and gentlemen.
I know what I've been wanting to do. I know where I went wrong. And you're going to see in a couple of weeks. I'm going to come home. Come home heavy.
Can you give me some insight or not?
No. Oh, because you know, Lee loves a copy on it.
No, I've been doing well on my own.
Absolute
really.
Copy and paste. Yeah, no, you've been good. Been good.
I've been doing all right.
You've been good. Now it's about. I found out the game is about planning. You need to be. You need to be like a step ahead. You've got a wild card.
Rez, you're a disgrace. Your highest points you got this year was because I did it for you. Don't lie.
Shambles you.
Yeah. You need better.
But anyway,
Jonah football staff want to be cranked right up next year.
Next year we get all the podcast listeners in on an FPL and we can proper have it out. Like, let's scrap it out.
But guys, let me know how you're getting on. Let me know if you can relate to Shane and I with FPL. I actually love it though. It's quite addictive. And join our league, guys. There's a code on the screen right now. Moving on to Good, Bad and Ugly. Probably one of my favourite segments, Shane-o.
Yeah.
Do you want to go first or me?
Yeah, I'll go first. Okay, good. It has to be Leeds reaching the top of the championship.
Oh,
we were 17 points behind at Christmas time.
Yeah, they've been unbelievable.
We conceded one or two goals, maybe max, in 2024. We've won every game apart from one, and now we're top of the league. We've caught Leicester.
That's quality. On goal difference. I actually really want Leeds like permanently in the Prem. It's just they're a huge, huge club, huge fan base.
Massive. But like, I think I just love to see us there with kind of the, some of the players that we've got. I think bad. One thing I don't like, and I had it at lunch, I don't like spicy food. I'm all. I don't know how people enjoy eating spicy food.
It's grown on me, to be honest, lately. What? Yeah.
You're Carolina, just sitting there, you're like, it's just
blowing
torture,
your head
you
off,
me?
Yeah. Carolina hates it with a passion.
Does she?
Hates it with a passion.
Yeah, Lisa loves it. And I'm just like, I said, how can you eat that? Like, yeah. I went to a Mexican, like, a couple weeks ago, and the guy, the server was like, he's like, are you ready to order? And I was like, yeah, is there anything on here that, like, isn't spicy? And he goes, you do know you can't do Mexican here, don't you? Like, everything's spicy. I was like, all right, I'll have the tortillas
just
then.
Just give us the water
just,
then,
just
mate.
Just the corn chips then. I don't watch Leafs hit you. But, that'd be the bad. And then ugly, something I was talking about at lunch as well. Tall bridges. Sydney, Australia is the most toll city in the world.
Yeah, it's bad. They're robbing us blind.
It's toll. For the drive from one side to the other side, you have to pay $20. If people don't know that, it's about $20 to drive from one side to the other side of Sydney on a toll bridge. And you can't, unless you have a helicopter, you can't get there.
That's actually pretty bad, no? Like, you're that's like daylight robbery, no?
How are we allowed away with that, like? But another thing is that it's not even owned by the Australian government. It's like a third party company.
A turd, that's yeah. What they are.
But anyway, that's bad.
So
at least once a week I have to get toll bridges out.
You know the solution to that, don't you, Shane?
Helicopter.
Yeah, that. And then second solution is just move closer to the HQ.
I love where I live.
Guys, anyone in Australia, what's better, the Northern Beaches or the East? Let me know. Comments. Let me know.
That is not even a question.
Yeah, no. Northern Beaches.
Go on, get out of it.
You know what I mean? The HQ's on the Northern
Beaches. You come
beaches.
To Northern Beaches when you want to go to sleep at 8 o'clock. Retirement village. Anyway, what's your good, bad, Newly?
Love that. My good this week is my beautiful, beautiful daughter, my little daughter, Zyla.
The xylophone.
She is so funny at the minute. She is cracking me up. It's the best age, man, like, when they're just starting to come, like, 18. She's 19 months.
Proper personality.
Yeah, and she's just started the daycare for the first time. And, like, for any parents out there listening, when you let go of, when you've looked after that, you know, your kids every day, obviously Caroline a lot more than me, and then you let them go into someone else's hands, it's hard. Like, it's hard. And I took her to her daycare yesterday for the first time, and for anyone that knows anything about daycares, some are absolutely horrendous. You wouldn't even take your dog there, and some are amazing. So you have to kind of do your research on that.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, your kids are the most important things in the world. So it's like, we've got to make sure they go to a good one.
Right, yeah.
And then some of them are like 2-3 year waiting list, mate. So it's like, oh my days. Mm-hmm. So we managed to get a really good one, very good one. And the difference, she'd been to one previously, obviously I can't mention names. And the difference between the one she's at now and the one previously is day and night. Casey.
What's the biggest difference?
Honesty. Just be honest on how they're going. Don't lie to us. If she's upset, just tell us.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't lie and say, oh, she's doing great. Like, we want honesty. So for anyone out there, just be honest, don't lie. But Zyla took to it straight away. But it was mainly because of the setup, the way the teachers were, the way they approached things. They gave us a big A4 documentation of, like, filling in all the information about Zyla. So when she's upset, what to do? Like, we know best. We're with her every day. If she's upset,
give her this, do that.
Cuddle her, give her this, try this, and she'll settle. That, for me, is just, yeah, seeing her yesterday go straight in, enjoy it,
yeah.
Smile on faces like that, as a parent, is the best. So I could actually come into the office and...
That's a big weight off the shoulders, that knowing that they're going...
But they phoned me 4 or 5 times, because it was their first date, giving me updates. Yeah, she was a little bit upset here, and we did this, and she was great. Just then they gave me honest updates, and I was like... This place is different. It's amazing.
Yeah, brilliant. Love that. We like to see it.
Yeah. Bad for me this week. I'm going to keep it short and sweet. Do not take Voltaren with alcohol. That's it.
Why is there a reaction off that, is there?
Geez. Well, Hi Rez told me. I mean, well, Rez again. Rez again said if... I had way too much to drink, Fred, again. I got home and I took a Voltaren because I had a headache. So I mixed the Voltaren with the alcohol. I'm not even joking. I was in a bad way.
Reaction?
Shaking. Skin went red. Couldn't sleep. Done.
Tough day.
But then Hi Rez told me that if I'd have done it the other way around, like Voltaren and then alcohol, I'd be hospitalised. Like, I'd be done.
Good buzz, that.
Yeah, so it was. I'm never ever doing that again. So, guys, if you're listening, stay away from Voltaren. Yeah. I actually wanted to take a Panadol or paracetamol if you're from the UK, and then a full glass of water, but didn't work.
Wow. Be careful, Tez.
And then the ugly, I'm going to go with the fans coming on. Is it the Turkish league, Rez? Coming onto the field and fighting with the players.
Mad.
That is a disgrace. How that can still happen in football.
Was I seeing things, or... did one of them have a weapon, a knife? Was it a knife?
No, they just came
out
like...
No? No, right. I may have seen, but I definitely see report.
If you were in charge, Shane, and that's happened, you're like very high up on the governing body of football, what punishment would you give to that club for that? Or how can you...
Do you know what? Because it's...
How can you put something in place to stop that from
happening? It's very tricky because that 1, 2, 5 fans, whoever it was, they can't be... That can't be the whole...
Yeah,
Johnny.
Yeah, but everyone
genuine,
came on.
Though. Passionate fans, what?
Yeah, but loads of people came on in that instant.
Overall, like 12 people were arrested already.
Yeah.
Still looking for.
Do you know what? But I think there's a bit of a history that of in Turkey. Yeah. It's quite a wild place. Yeah. Like, I know, obviously, being a Leeds fan, two Leeds fans travelled over to play Galatasaray, and two Leeds fans didn't come home. They got murdered on the street before one of the games. Actually, I was listening to a podcast, and the players heard the news that two of the fans had been murdered and they wanted the game called off, but they were made play the Champions League game.
This is what I'm saying.
But there's
another thing I want to talk about, and I know this is going to be very touchy, but like racism in football as well. And then obviously we're talking about fans coming on the pitch and fighting with the players. Like, there's just things that are completely unacceptable. Another thing I'm going to chuck in, and I'll get backlash for this as well. Chant, like murdering chants as well. Like, apparently the Man United fans were on fire at Old Trafford the other day. Come on, let's take rivalries out of it. Like, I can't stand Man United, but let's take rivalries out of it. And I'm sure people are going to come at me. Liverpool have done the same. It's a disgrace from Liverpool's point of view as well then.
No, it's crazy.
But I genuinely, like, you could hear the fans singing that. And it's bad, mate.
But how do you...
No, so just going back onto it. Fans coming onto the pitch fighting. Racism in football is still very much right there. In fact, it's still happening to this day. And then, obviously, murdering chants. For me, there is just not enough of a punishment being done for people to go...
But who do you punish?
Wow.
You punish the person that's caught, yeah, for sure. But then, does it stop there? Do you punish the club?
Okay, so let's go with the fans coming on. What can you do there?
Well, obviously, I think the natural thing will be that there'd be...
How about this?
They'd have to go without fans for a while as a sanction.
No, how about this, right? Like a 1-year stadium ban, no fans in, bang, bosh.
Yeah, but then this is what I'm trying to say. Then the person that has supported the club since they're 5 years old and now they're 70, now they can't go watch football.
It's not fair on them, but that's what I'm saying is, like, sometimes life's not fair.
But that's not a viable ban, though. You can't do that. You can't.
Yeah, but that'll make people stand up and go, wow, we can't go on the pitch here and do that, though.
Yeah. I feel like the individuals there, they have to be treated more harshly than what they maybe are. So if you streak in a game or you run out of the field, you have to be dealt with as a, like,
criminal.
Do you know what I mean? So, like, them boys, the minute they step onto the pitch, they know that they're going to be done.
Yeah.
And everything is done with the club to get them people.
I think with this instance, though, like Rez said, all the fans came onto the pitch. But it's not just 5 people. Everyone did it.
Yeah, well, that's...
So then that's... Yeah, but what I'm saying is, Shane, all it takes is someone higher up to take a big, bold move like that and say, yeah, it was a handful of people, but you're a club as one, so there's a 1-year ban. And then people will then actually start to think twice about doing it because you're jeopardising everyone else.
The sad thing about it, Dobra, is football's a business.
I know,
the minute you take fans out of stadiums,
I know.
You're going to take half of the revenue away.
I know. So like, that's when politics comes in.
So, you know, it's a tricky.
What about racism then? For me, I need to see some players take better action. But it is a big standpoint if it happens. You know, like when you actually hear it and it's going on. Just walk off the pitch, mate.
Yeah.
Walk off the pitch. Game's done.
Yeah, but that opens up so much of a can of worms there. Like.
I know it does, but again, we're talking about statements here. How do we stop it?
I don't think the kneeling worked for a couple of years.
No, man. Putting badges on shirts and kneeling, it's not going to do anything.
But just people in general, like fans, are humans as well. Like, people should have a bit more about them to be a grown adult, like racially abusing someone at a football match. Do you know what I mean?
Education.
It's not that deep, football.
It's education.
Football is deep, but it's not where there's a line, do you know what I mean? And you got to kind of toe the line a little.
I feel like when big things happen like this in football, the consequence that's been put in place it's not big enough for it to stop or for someone to go, do you know what? I can't say that. Do you know what? I can't do that because I'm going to jeopardise. That's where I feel like the consequence needs to be way bigger.
But say take drink driving, right? You know if you drink drive and you get caught, X happens to you. Do you know what I mean? You lose this and then you do this. Do you know what I mean? Yep. Should be the same. If you come on and fight someone in the middle of the football pitch as a fan, this is happening and then you're doing this. That's it. If you're found to be racially abusing someone in a stadium, this happens to you and then that's it. So like, there needs to be black and white and there needs to be like somewhat of a format of a guideline of this is the criminal conviction of this kind of action, do you know what I mean, or an act, and then that's it. Like, do you know, I feel like these people that kind of feel like they can get away with it, you need to lose that feeling of that it's safe to kind of act like this at a football match. Do you know what I mean?
Like I say, if you look at how, let's go back to racism. You look at how they've tried to deal with that. It's embarrassing.
It's
embarrassing.
But racism isn't just football as well. Racism's in life, like.
I know.
It's not. But
again,
not solely...
I just look at what they've tried to do to stop it. It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
It's not like the message isn't powerful enough. Like, do you know what I mean?
I know.
It's
a sad part of the world that we're in. That's one of the downsides.
It's
of it,
bad,
you know
isn't
mean?
It? But yeah. that is a topic that can rattle a few feathers, and sometimes I like to stay away from it. But fans coming onto the pitch fighting players, like, come on, man. If you're a player,
that's next level though. That's hooligans. That's not.
Yeah.
The players had to fight back, you know.
Yeah, but imagine being a footballer.
Yeah, who was it? Someone doing a spinning back kick. Yeah. Wow, I love that.
It's mad, mate.
Well, football. Some of the football players, you wouldn't want to be coming out to fight then. Like, they'd put you away pretty quickly. Do you know what I mean?
Lukaku.
Yeah.
Speaking of Lukaku, absolutely. Yorks, he was a Lukaku last week, wasn't he? What are you doing there, Yorkshire, anyway? Just chilling. Can you hear what we're saying?
Minesweeper.
Yeah, Shane, so last little segment here on the John Football Poddy. Guys, thank you so much for all the support. We're really trying to grow it. Again, guys, just make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel. So we've done a Q&A on our Jonah Football podcast page. And questions have been coming in, Shaz. And we literally only posted it like 45 minutes ago, Rez.
Let's go two questions if there's...
Okay, so we've got a question here. Can't say the name, but it says, what is one of the favourite techniques that you like to coach?
One of my favourite techniques that I like to coach?
Yeah.
I would say... I've really liked, over the last, say, 2 months, coaching, like, timing of movement. And like, when is like the trigger for you to try and move off the ball? So that's becoming one of my favourites. Outside, I'm just giving something different. Do you know what I mean? Outside of the normal, like, obviously technique on passing and finishing and crossing, I've been working a lot with the players on like how good they are off the ball and kind of, you know what I mean? Because a lot of players, when I talk to them, they're like, oh yeah, I'm struggling on the game, really, I can't get on the ball, I can't. Well, I always, like, the biggest reason you can't get on the ball is your movement off the ball is not good.
I agree.
Do you know what I mean?
I always like to show that clip of Ronaldo. You know, where he goes away and checks back and he creates like a bucket load of space.
Yeah.
That one always resonates really well with the players.
But you like, you know, when you watch them, like the Javis, Iniestas, Busquets that time, they were always looked like they had so much time. But you could see them, like they're a step, they're like 2-3 steps ahead. And they're starting to move to where they actually feel like they can get the ball 3 passes later. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas too many players are reactive and they react rather than being proactive. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I find that even just like, even this is just myself playing, like when I drop down and play with the lads in a local league, if you can just like think about where the ball is going to go, you just find yourself on the ball all the time. Do you know what I mean? Where everyone else is like watching the play in the cup and that, if you can go, all right, he's turned back, he's going to go bang, 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 and go, I'm going to be able to get it here.
Yeah.
And then that's, you know what I mean? You find yourself ocean
space.
That is
so true, guys, like trying to think ahead and think about where who's going to get it, how can I get on it?
Yeah.
I agree.
But like, say you're a fullback, the minute he turns back, naturally he's going to go back where? Going to go back to the centre-back. Then he, if you can recognise that the other one's free, it's going to come across, and then you can pick up a spot off him. Do you know what I mean?
100%.
And that's why I like to try and think about
it. That's why I say, if the right-back's got it and you're a left-winger, a lot of people just think, oh, I'm not going to get it. Yeah. Then what you want to think about, right, is if he plays this pass here,
where can I go?
Where can I now go to try and get it? Or, do you know what I mean? That's what I feel like a lot of amateur players do. Oh, the ball's all the way on that side. I'm not going to get
it. It's the biggest difference. Like, being proactive rather than reactive.
I agree.
Do you know?
Love that question, though. This question's from Carolina. Are you looking forward to California?
2 weeks? Two weeks today?
2 weeks today. We're in California, baby.
I love it. I can't wait.
Like, because it's on the calendar every year, sometimes you take it for granted a little bit.
Do you know what I always think about, right?
We're going to California in 2 weeks.
Can you remember, I don't know, probably 6 years, maybe 7 years ago, you used to live in, where's your old place? Your old
Manly, North Manly.
Warringah. What's that street called? Where your apartment on, where...
By the golf course?
Yeah.
Corey Road?
Yeah, I remember when we first talked about California, me, you and Jules. We used to do the meetings at your kitchen table.
Yeah, I know, I remember it, yeah.
And wasn't it, what was the music that we used to have for a sign-up? Remember this? It used to be like...
Yeah.
So I remember when we went live for the first ever USA trip. It was the California trip. And me, you, and we're like, we don't know how many we're going to get here. And then that day, we put up like 1 o'clock. And every time we heard like the email come in, and we're like, Lee, run in, that's a sign-up. And then you play this song. So for about 4 hours, like the sign-ups kept coming in, and this song, I think
it was
Fisher.
Goodbye. Losing it.
Yeah.
Losing it.
We were all gone, man. And then by the end of that day, we had like 20 sign-ups in the first couple of hours. We were all like, because I don't think we expected to get loads.
Yeah.
And we saw that it was, but that memory will always stick me in the old apartment.
Yeah, nah, it was good. Losing it. Maybe I bring it back, Rez.
I remember, bro.
Sign-up comes on. Fisher comes on.
Remember we used to go to the place to get the... We got to get the chicken rolls all the time. Sweet goodies.
Sweet goodies.
For like...
Sounds like you're missing Corey Road, Shane.
That, we used to love that.
Yeah, it was
we,
good.
We were hammering it.
I just want to say, Shane, literally today, we've beat our highest ever, I think, California.
Numbers?
Yeah, I think so. I need to double check it. But yeah, I can't wait to go back.
I love being in America.
We need to. Hopefully, Carolina's not listening to this, but we need to say this quietly. We need to book around the golf, Shane.
No, it's on. Yeah. It's done.
Listen, I know Shane very well, right? He's already looked into this.
I have spent an hour during the day.
Go on, talk to me then.
There's a couple of options, but the biggest thing is how much transport we have if we can get to where we want to go.
Is it quite far?
There's a little bit of a drive for one.
See,
but it's bucket list.
Oi.
And it's doable.
But this is where me and Shane have changed, because previous California trips was right, let's go Vegas.
Mm.
Whereas now, it's golf trips, you know. You can come in, cause come in. So yeah, guys, California, listen, if you're listening to this, I'm not actually joking. I know you're probably sitting there thinking, oh, they always say this, but genuinely there's only a couple of spots left on the camp, and we are going to be running private training at TikTok Mike, Troy High School. Corey was actually asking me before, what's the private going to be like?
The best pitch.
It's Wembley, isn't it?
It's a joke.
It's a carpet. Let's have a chat about Corey whilst he's in the background. He's made the plane.
Corey, first time ever on an overseas camp. Love it, cause it. Now, because he's been brilliant, he's the go-to man for any covering sessions, and he's smashing at all his coaches.
Even though this Wednesday I said in a meeting, no, if you've got football and you can't get cover, the football has to come second. But Cos, lucky you've done so much covering, I'm going to let you off. Yeah, but we've got no cover this Wednesday, so we're in big trouble, which we need to chat about, Shane. We'll do that off air. But Corey's on the plane.
Love a Cosy.
Are
you buzzing?
I'm proper buzzing. I'm very, very excited to lock in all the other ones as well. So UK is going to be announced very soon, by the way. Yeah. That's going to be massive. Texas, I'm trying to lock in. Canada's been moved. Which I'm sure a lot of you... We're actually supposed to be in Canada right now as we speak. So we had to cancel that for an internal matter, but we've moved it to August.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, we've got Miami, which is locked in. So I think once we get California...
Miami's locked in?
Yeah, it's locked in. Wow. Yeah. So once California's out the way, I think the Miami stuff will start being pushed as well. So
yeah, brilliant. Let's do it.
Miami's massively on my bucket list.
Frequent flyer points.
With Miguel Grande, sports training. What a guy.
Let's smash it.
Yeah, so guys, thanks so much for listening to the poddy. Make sure you subscribe to YouTube and rate us.
We'll be back in a couple of weeks. We'll be back again
for the two goals, one cup next week. We'll talk about who's going to win the Champions League next week.
No, we're doing Champions League this week.
FA Cup then.
FA Cup.
And then we'll finish with two goals, one cup Premier League, yeah?
Let's do it.
But we need to get some of the coaches on, man.
We're going to get a guest in the next couple of weeks. Yeah,
we do need a guest.
Yeah, we will. We'll keep it low-key.
Let's try and, as we get off this now, let's try and lock in a guest, I reckon.
Well, yeah. We've got a busy couple of weeks, though.
I know, remember, but we have got people lined up.
We've got to remember that. Anyway, guys.
Yeah,
love that's it. Us. Another episode in the books. We'll be back in again in a couple of weeks. Thanks for listening.
Yes, head it.